Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You got Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri encore and dangerously local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio. Hold on. I think I got the right hotkey here. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. No! Wrong one. If you've just joined us, breaking news. This morning, Facebook has suspended my account because I was posting screenshots from ex-Twitter about the Jeffrey Epstein files that were released by our federal government, the Department of Justice. Facebook said that by, and I'm paraphrasing here, that by exposing these rapists and exposing the system here of going after and using and abusing little girls, I violated their community standards. And I was wondering why I saw virtually nothing on Facebook about the Epstein files, the specific information. But when you hear members of Congress say that this is the most disgusting, depraved things they ever saw. And it's a whole series of things. It's not just Epstein Island. It's not just his townhouse in New York, St. James something townhouse, and his ranch. Did you know there was a ranch, the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico? And on and on. When I did post this information, which is on another social media platform, ex-Twitter, all I did was to take screenshots and post it on Facebook so you could see it for yourself and decide for yourself how depraved is this. Facebook says, oh, no, it violates our community standards. Their community standards on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg's community standards, are protecting fellow billionaires who are rapists. Those are the community standards on Facebook. Let me tell you about Facebook and community standards. This is not the first time that I've been targeted by Facebook for trying to tell you the truth. In fact, for telling you the truth. A few years ago, when I was doing this show for this company on two of the other radio stations, well, a couple radio stations that we own, like I own them, on 106.3 The River and 1430 WEIR, River Talk. As soon as they started talking about the coronavirus and how they had to lock everything down for just a couple of weeks just to flatten out the curve and all that, I started doing research on this guy Fauci, who I'd never heard of, and very quickly discovered that this guy was a serial liar based on his own interviews, contradicting himself over and over and over again. And there were studies from Stanford especially, but for some others as well, that were saying that this coronavirus, and then they switched it to COVID-19 or whatever, was nowhere near what they were telling us, that it was not because of some bat in a wet market in China. All the information that we now know is true, I was giving this to you, my listeners, on these radio stations, back when the coronavirus pandemic first got started. And I was doing Facebook live streams of my show. And I was getting thousands of views on Facebook every show until I started talking about the pandemic, about coronavirus, about Fauci being a serial liar and questioning the vaccine and all of that stuff that we now know, now that we call a pandemic. Literally overnight, from one day to the next, like on Saturday, I had, 4,000 or so views for my show. The next day, Sunday, I had maybe, 200. It was essentially the same show. There was no wild variable. And every show after that, a few hundred views. And I remember having a long conversation with the owner of the radio station, Mr. Deepakis. And back then, we did not know what shadow banning was, what throttling was, what deplatforming was. We did not know the links that these tech companies in cahoots with the government would go to silence us. We didn't know. But I spoke with them that Sunday and said, look, something happened. It's like a light switch was suddenly turned off. And it took me a while to put two and two together. And then I realized, oh my God, the fix is in. I really can't talk about this coronavirus because virtually nobody on Facebook is going to hear this. It's by design. And now we've come to find out that Mark Zuckerberg was in bed with the feds, taking orders from the CIA or the FBI or, you know, whoever the feds are, saying anyone who dares speak out against the narrative, like, oh, I don't know, how about Dimitri? We have to effectively silence him. Don't make it obvious, but we have to effectively silence him. So let's do shadow banning from thousands of views per day to a couple hundred. And that's what happened. Thank God for this microphone. Thank God for radio. Thank God, I can't even believe I'm saying this, for Mr. Deepakis himself. Because he stuck with me through all of this. And over time, the truth finally came out about Fauci, about the pandemic, about the vaccines, about all of it. And I was right about everything. But I paid a very steep price in terms of social media. Oh, I was kicked off the YouTube twice. Violating community standards, you know, questioning what the federal government was telling us about the vaccine. That's why you never see me on YouTube. I've been kicked off twice. If I'm kicked off again, I'm banned from YouTube. I can't use it. But I was right about everything. And so now here we go again, except now this is even more important to silence me than about the coronavirus. Now this is about the Jeffrey Epstein files given to us by the Department of Justice of the United States government. And so I started posting. Honestly, I must have had, 40, 50 different posts. And they were essentially just screenshots from posts that are on social media, ex-Twitter. They were perfectly fine for ex-Twitter. They violate the community standards on Facebook, which means, in my opinion, I don't have smoking gun evidence, but in my opinion, that the feds still control Mark Zuckerberg. The feds still control Facebook. The feds still control the narrative. And God help you if you dare to challenge it. If you dare to tell the people, you know, you, my listener, what the hell's really going on? I will be stunned if Facebook changes its mind. I will be stunned. Because I can't imagine it will. But there's always hope. But that's what's really going on here. And again, if you could share this on Facebook, however you could, to let people know. Dmitry trying to tell you the truth again. And Facebook again trying to silence me, this time essentially permanently. All because I reposted screenshots of tweets that are already on ex-Twitter. Coming from the Department of Justice. Don't fool yourself about Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. They're still, in my opinion, they're still controlled by the feds, and this is a perfect example of that. I have some of the audio clips that I posted on Facebook. You can't hear them there, but you can hear them here. This is Mike Benz. We've got a lot of them, actually. Here's one.
Guys, we just broke the entire Jeffrey Epstein story. If Ace Greenberg brought Jeffrey Epstein into the BCCI deals at Bayer, that explains literally everything. It explains Jeffrey Epstein's meteoric rise. It explains why everyone was so charmed by him. Hint, not because of his charm. It explains how in 1982 he's already meeting with major CIA, MI6, Saudi intelligence officials, Doug Lee, Stan Pottinger, Adnan Khashoggi, Middle Eastern sheikhs. Oh, it's because he handled BCCI at Bayer, handling CIA financing, disguising illegal weapons sales as complex financial transactions for commodities or oil. That explains how Jeffrey Epstein got a specialty in complex financial transactions. Oh, because he got it because he was put on the BCCI account. Oh, that explains how he's working with Edgar Bronfman, because BCCI was helping U.S., Saudi, British, but also Israeli interests in the Iran-Iraq affair and in Afghanistan. That explains how he was protected every time he got in trouble with fraud. The Justice Department takes action against Jeffrey Epstein for securities laws violations. Jeffrey Epstein openly says in court that Bear Stearns was actually secretly moving money for the CIA. Well, that can't come out in open court. Okay, let's not move forward with prosecution. Don't want to reveal national security secrets. That explains how Jeffrey Epstein has these French intelligence connection points, how Jeffrey Epstein has these British intelligence connection points, how he's got these Israeli intelligence connection points. That explains how he's got these Saudi intelligence connection points, and that definitely explains how he has all these CIA connection points. They're all connected through the late 1970s Safari Club network that then scaled up BCCI.
That's just one of the tweets that I had for you. Do you remember this actor? I don't know much about films. I can't say this actor, Jim Caviezel. He was banned because back in the day, he was warning everybody about the sick stuff that Hollywood does with kids. Here's what he had to say.
Adrenochrome. That's not true. It's C9H9NO3. This is a chemical compound that is absolutely listed. It's been around in modern science since the 1930s. You can actually, there's a synthetic form and there's a regular natural form, which is caused by torturing little kids to get their adrenaline up, essentially, and then extracting it from them. When you sit and meet, and so I brought this up a few years ago, and all of a sudden I was attacked by every media. Look it up. It's there. They absolutely went after me. And the next day, I never heard from my agents, my agency for 14 months. My lawyers let me go. My agency never called me after that. And essentially I was done.
Yeah, there's a there's a lot of that. There's no question. Here's Massey's bringing up a good point here. Hold on a second here. Let me get this thing up here for you.
That is wrong. Do not let the Senate muck this bill up. And if you're a party to that in the Senate, you are part of this cover-up that we are trying to expose. I am sorry if one of your billionaire donors is going to get embarrassed because he went to Rape Island. That is what they have coming. In fact, they need to be on the other side of bars, a lot of them. Some of them will be embarrassed, but some of them need to go to prison. And the survivors know that. So how will we know if this bill has been successful. We will know when there are men, rich men, in handcuffs being perp walked to the jail. And until then, this is still a cover-up.
And the cover-up continues. My Facebook account suspended this morning because I was reposting tweets about the Jeffrey Epstein files that came directly from the Department of Justice, including emails, copies of emails with redacted this, that, and the other. You know, I was never a tinfoil hat kind of guy. Thought Alex Jones was nuts. Never believed nine-tenths of the tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. I was not one of those people. I just wasn't. Even this Pizzagate thing, I just assumed it was tinfoil hat stuff from the far right. But I must tell you that in light of these Epstein files, which I tried to share with you yesterday and today on Facebook, that's why I'm suspended maybe for half a year. Now, every one of those conspiracy theories looks like it might be true. I'm not saying it is. I certainly don't have smoking gun information, but I gotta tell you, they all just might be true.